Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive. It's this document we have all about, the hottest market sectors right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and get this: weight management, AI implementation, and cryptocurrency.
Really? Those are the hot ones.
Yeah, those are at least according to this document. And trust me, there are some surprising details in here. You won't want to miss any of it.
Sounds interesting. Well, let's get into it. I'm curious to hear what they have to say.
Okay, so let's start with weight management. You might be surprised to hear this, but this is like a booming market sector right now.
Really? I guess it makes sense when you think about it, like all the, emphasis on health and wellness these days.
Right,
I
exactly.
mean, there's so much more awareness now than ever before about all the health risks tied to obesity. The
Exactly.
World Health Organization, they estimate that over 650 million people worldwide are obese.
Wow.
That's a huge market.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
It makes sense that companies are looking for effective solutions.
For sure. And it's not just about the usual stuff, like diet fads or gym memberships. This report actually highlights this wave of pharmaceutical innovations
Oh, wow.
really shaking things
Like
up.
what?
They're talking about diabetes drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
from Novo Nordisk, and then Mounjaro
Okay.
from Eli Lilly.
Interesting.
Yeah, and these are like suddenly becoming weight loss superstars.
Wow. So there, I mean, I guess it reflects this larger trend, right? Like preventive health care, chronic disease management.
Exactly. And the market is definitely taking notice. Did you know that Novo Nordisk stock has surged over 40% in the last year?
Just from these drugs?
Largely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. They're not the only ones, though. Eli Lilly is a major contender, too, with, their drug Mounjaro
Oh, yeah.
generating a lot of buzz.
I've seen the ads, but I wonder if any smaller players are gonna, try to get in on this.
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, the report, they do mention this one company,
Oh, really?
Viking Therapeutics. I think the ticker is VKTX.
Okay.
Yeah, they're developing this drug called VK2735,
Okay.
which specifically targets obesity and metabolic diseases.
So it's specifically for weight loss.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that it works by activating these specific receptors in the body
Oh, interesting.
that regulate, metabolism and fat burning.
So it's different
Yeah.
from the other weight loss drugs.
Totally different approach. And early results are looking pretty encouraging.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's not just suppressing appetite, it's like actually boosting the body's ability to burn fat.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so if you're at all interested in health and business, the weight management sector is definitely one to watch.
Yeah, sounds like it. I mean, the demand for effective solutions, it's just going to keep
Yeah,
increasing.
sure.
And these companies are right there leading the way.
Yeah, they're at the forefront of innovation. So
Right.
that's, that's weight management. But we're not done yet. This document also highlights AI implementation.
Oh, right. AI, that's everywhere now.
Right. It's gone from a futuristic concept to an essential tool across so many industries now.
Yeah, it's crazy how quickly it's become like essential, I guess. And it
Yeah.
really is changing how, how things work, creating new levels of efficiency all across the board. Like, I'm talking healthcare, finance,
Oh,
retail.
yeah. And the report, it actually uses NVIDIA as an example.
NVIDIA. Oh.
Yeah, they manufacture GPUs, which, are essentially the brains behind a lot of AI applications.
Right, they make the hardware.
Their hardware is in such high demand, and their stock has been on a tear.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and their success, it's really connected to their partnerships
Oh,
with
interesting.
these major cloud providers
Okay.
delivering AI solutions on a massive scale. NVIDIA, they've basically positioned themselves as the backbone of AI infrastructure.
That's smart.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about a stock jump of over 200%
Wow, in 1 year.
in 2023 alone.
Yeah, that's insane.
Pretty crazy, right? But they're not the only ones. Microsoft is aggressively integrating AI into its Azure cloud platform, and they have a strategic partnership with OpenAI.
The creators of ChatGPT. I mean,
Yes.
that's a huge advantage in this
Right.
like rapidly evolving field
Yeah.
of generative AI.
Yeah, it could revolutionize how we create content, write code, even interact with technology.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, this is huge. Like, we're talking about AI that can write code just as well as humans, maybe even better.
It's a little scary, but also really exciting.
Yeah, and, to emphasize that point, Microsoft stock has also seen a substantial increase this year, climbing over 50%, thanks in part to their AI-focused investments.
Yeah, I think people are really starting to understand the potential of AI.
Yeah, and what's crucial to understand is that AI's impact, it goes way beyond the tech industry.
Right, it's not just Silicon Valley.
No, not at all. It's like revolutionizing healthcare.
Oh yeah, with diagnostics and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Personalized medicine. And it's reshaping finance with, you know, sophisticated algorithms.
For fraud detection, right.
Yeah, and risk management. And then it's even changing the retail landscape.
Like how so?
By like optimizing supply chains, personalizing customer experiences.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's everywhere.
AI is going to change everything, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it really is. So if you're looking for a sector with, you know, massive growth potential, AI is definitely one to keep on your radar.
For sure. The companies leading this charge, they're the ones who are going to benefit most from this.
Definitely. Okay, ready to shift gears?
Always. What's next?
Okay, so now let's dive into a sector known for its wild ride. Cryptocurrency.
Oh, crypto. That's always interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's been a roller coaster. Highs and lows, you know, the whole thing.
Totally. It's been quite a ride.
But one thing is for sure, it's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah, I agree.
It's here to stay.
It's so interesting. Like, the crypto market, it's this study in volatility, but also, you know, resilience.
It's exact.
Dramatic price swings.
Oh, yeah.
Regulatory uncertainty, skepticism. But it keeps attracting investors.
For sure. And innovators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Bitcoin.
Right.
The, like, OG cryptocurrency.
Started it all.
Yeah. It's had some wild price fluctuations.
Mm.
But it's proven to be pretty resilient.
Yeah. It's still the leading digital currency.
Definitely.
Widely used for payments, investments. It's even seen as a hedge against inflation.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's that staying power, right? It comes from its decentralized nature. It's limited supply and just growing acceptance, I think.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more accepted. But Bitcoin isn't the only game in town, right?
Oh, no, definitely not. There's also Ethereum.
Right.
Which has become a major player.
Yeah, especially in the world of decentralized finance.
DeFi.
Yeah, exactly. Ethereum's network, it's basically the foundation for countless DeFi projects.
So, like, all these innovative financial applications without the need for, like, you know, the traditional middleman.
Exactly. Like a parallel financial system.
Built on blockchain.
Yeah. And Ethereum's transition to Ethereum 2.0.
Oh, yeah. 2.2.
Is a major milestone.
Definitely. That improved its efficiency, scalability.
Yep. And solidified its position as a leading platform for, you know, DeFi and other blockchain-based applications.
Absolutely. It's hard to imagine DeFi without Ethereum at this point.
Right. But then there's also Solana.
Solana. Oh, yeah. That's the up-and-comer, right?
Yeah. This cryptocurrency has been gaining traction because of its high speed.
And low fees.
Yes. Compared to Ethereum.
It's becoming a popular choice.
Yeah. For developers building, you know, decentralized applications or dApps.
Right. And those are...
Well, think of dApps as like applications built on a decentralized network.
Okay.
Like Ethereum or Solana. They're not controlled by any single entity.
Gotcha.
And can offer a wide range of services.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. From like gaming and social media to financial tools and marketplaces.
Oh, wow. So like a lot of potential there.
Yeah. Yeah. And Solana's speed and scalability, it makes it particularly attractive for applications that require fast and frequent transactions.
Like gaming, for example.
Yeah, or like decentralized exchanges, right. Or even micropayments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so many possibilities.
It's a platform to watch, for sure.
For sure. Okay, and here's something that might surprise you. Despite all the volatility, Bitcoin's price surged over 70% in 2023.
Wow, 70%?
Yeah. Fueled by institutional buying, growing mainstream adoption, and, you know, all the macroeconomic uncertainty.
It's wild how much it fluctuates.
I know, right?
But I think it's a good reminder that the crypto market is, like, you know, high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
It's important for investors to do their research.
Yeah, that's great advice. So that's it for our first three sectors: weight management, AI implementation, and cryptocurrency.
Wow, that's a lot.
Right. Three very different areas, but all experiencing significant growth and disruption.
It's really interesting how they're all being shaped by these, you know, larger trends.
Yeah, like the focus on health and wellness, the rapid advancement of technology, and, you know, the evolving landscape of finance.
Makes you wonder what's next.
Right.
What other sectors are going to be impacted by these trends?
That's a great question. I guess we'll have to keep digging into this report to find out.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what else is in there.
Me too.
We'll
dive into more hot market sectors after a quick break.
Sounds good.
Welcome back. We just finished talking about weight management, AI, and cryptocurrency.
Yeah, some really interesting stuff there.
Now I want to move on to a trend that's really changing how people think about investing.
Ooh, like what?
It's called ESG investing.
ESG investing. Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But I don't really know much about it.
Basically, ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance.
Okay, so it's not just about making money, right? It's like putting your money where your values are.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so investors are looking at like a company's sustainability,
mm-hmm.
social responsibility, ethical practices, things like that. To see if the company's going to be around for the long term.
Yeah, and like if they're a good company.
Right, and all those ESG factors can actually be good indicators.
Oh, interesting.
Of how sustainable and resilient a company is.
So it's not just about feeling good, it's about making smart investments.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, companies with strong ESG performance, mm-hmm. they tend to be like better managed, less risky, more innovative. Mm-hmm. They attract investors who want their portfolio to reflect, you know, their values.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this is becoming such a hot trend.
Yeah, it's definitely gaining traction.
Yeah.
So what are some like companies that are doing this?
Oh, yeah, great question. So on the environmental side, think Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
They're leading the electric vehicle revolution.
Yeah, they're definitely one of the big players.
Reducing carbon footprints.
Yeah.
And then there's Ørsted.
Ørsted.
Yeah, they're a global leader in offshore wind energy. They're harnessing the power of nature on a massive scale.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. But what about the social side of things? Like, how are companies, you know, showing they're being socially responsible?
Well, look at Patagonia. They're known for their commitment to ethical sourcing and environmental activism.
Oh, yeah. I love Patagonia.
And then there's Unilever. They're focused on sustainable living and social justice initiatives.
Okay. Yeah. They're making a real difference.
Mm-hmm. And then the G in ESG governance, that's all about transparency.
Okay.
Accountability and ethical decision making. Think Salesforce, they're committed to stakeholder capitalism and ethical leadership.
I see.
And then Microsoft, strong focus on data privacy and digital ethics.
Wow, so it sounds like these ESG considerations are having a big influence on a lot of different industries.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's not just a niche thing anymore.
No, not at all. This trend is only going to get bigger. More and more investors, you know, institutions, individuals, they're all demanding transparency and accountability from the companies that they invest in.
Yeah, that makes sense. So where do you see this trend heading in the future? What's next for ESG investing?
That's a great question. I think we'll see a bigger emphasis on standardized ESG reporting and metrics.
Oh, interesting. So it'll be easier to compare companies.
Exactly.
And make like informed decisions.
Yeah. And I think there's going to be a surge in innovative financial products.
Okay.
And investment strategies that are specifically focused on ESG goals.
It's exciting to see how ESG investing will continue to shape like the financial landscape.
Yeah, and drive positive change.
Definitely.
Okay, so earlier we briefly touched on data privacy. Now I think we need to really highlight its importance.
Yeah, that's a good point. Data privacy, it's constantly in the news, it feels like, you know.
It's everywhere.
And with all the data being generated and shared online, I think protecting that information is more important than ever.
Absolutely. Data breaches and cyber attacks are getting, I mean, they're becoming so sophisticated and frequent.
Yeah, and scary.
They pose a huge threat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big threat to businesses and individuals.
Exactly.
This has created this huge demand for, like, you know, good cybersecurity solutions and expertise.
Right. So which companies are leading this charge?
Well, you have the established players, you know, like CrowdStrike. They're a leader in cloud-based endpoint security.
Okay.
And then Palo Alto Networks,
mm-hmm.
known for their firewalls and threat intelligence. They're always innovating to try to stay ahead of all the evolving cyber threats.
Okay, so those are the big companies, but what about smaller players?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There are a lot of those, too. Like SentinelOne, they have this AI-powered endpoint protection platform. And then Zscaler.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, a leader in cloud security. They're really disrupting the industry with their, like, innovative approaches to security.
It's scary to think how vulnerable our data can be. But at least we have these companies working to protect us from those threats.
Yeah, it's kind of a constant, like, arms race.
Mm-hmm.
The cybersecurity landscape is always evolving.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a sector that will only continue to grow as we rely more and more on technology.
And speaking of technology, we can't forget about e-commerce. It's a part of our everyday lives now.
Oh, yeah. It's completely changed how we shop.
Yeah. The pandemic definitely accelerated its growth.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it forced a lot of businesses to move their operations online, right? And consumers, I mean, we all love the convenience.
Right, and accessibility.
Yeah, and this surge in online shopping has, I mean, it's been huge for companies in this space.
For sure. And the first name that always comes to mind with e-commerce is Amazon.
Oh, of course. Yeah. They're the giant. They've totally revolutionized how we shop. I mean, just look at their product selection.
And their delivery.
It's amazing.
Super fast.
Yeah. Their logistics, their Prime program, their, I mean, even their cloud computing with AWS, right?
Hmm.
They've built this like amazing ecosystem.
Yeah.
It's really hard to compete with them.
It really is.
Right.
But there are other players, right? Like I'm thinking Etsy. They've carved out this nice little niche.
Yeah, for sure. Etsy, Shopify.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing really well.
And we can't forget about like social media too, right?
Oh, right.
Instagram, TikTok, they're driving so many e-commerce sales now.
Yeah, it's like social media is blurring the lines between content, community, and commerce.
Yeah, it's a whole new way for businesses to connect with their customers.
For sure.
Yeah.
And e-commerce is here to stay. It's only going to keep evolving as technology advances.
Yeah, definitely. And consumer behavior changes too, right?
Right. I think we'll see more innovations.
Like what?
Like in mobile commerce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Personalized shopping experiences and like maybe even augmented reality and virtual reality.
Wow. Yeah, that would be really cool. So are we going to talk more about personalized medicine?
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to touch on that. You mentioned it earlier, and I thought it was so fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's basically all about tailoring treatment plans to an individual's like genetic makeup,
okay,
their lifestyle, their environment. It's moving away from this like one size fits all approach to healthcare.
So you're saying that my cancer treatment would be different from someone else's, even if we had the same type of cancer?
Yeah, potentially, right. It would all depend on those factors. It's about using like genetic testing, data analytics, AI even, to develop treatments that are, you know, more effective and have fewer side effects.
Wow, that's amazing. What companies are leading this revolution?
Well, there's Illumina. They're a leader in gene sequencing technology.
Oh, okay.
And then Foundation Medicine.
Okay.
They specialize in genomic profiling for cancer patients. So they're providing like the tools and the insights to create these personalized treatment plans.
But there must be companies that are developing the therapies too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Companies like Vertex Pharmaceuticals, they're focused on cystic fibrosis treatments. And Novartis, they're doing some cool stuff with CAR T cell therapies for cancer.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, these are really groundbreaking therapies that are making a huge difference for patients.
This is amazing. It sounds like personalized medicine is going to change everything.
It really does have the potential, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine a world with like more effective treatments, lower healthcare costs.
Yeah.
Better patient outcomes.
That's the dream.
Yeah, but, you know, we do need to be careful about the ethical considerations.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And the challenges around data privacy and access to all this technology.
Yeah, the good point.
These are complex issues that we need to address as this field grows.
Absolutely. Okay, now I want to talk about something that's powering the future. Renewable energy.
Oh, yeah. Renewable energy. I feel like we've been talking about it forever, but it's really starting to take off now.
Yeah, exactly. It's gone from like this niche sector to a global powerhouse.
And it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah, the climate crisis is a big driver.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Plus, the technology is getting better and the costs are going down.
Right. So becoming a mainstream investment opportunity. So when we talk about renewable energy, I'm thinking solar, wind, hydro. What else?
All of those. Yeah. And more. I mean, solar's getting cheaper and more efficient.
Yeah.
Wind energy is huge. Hydropower is still reliable. Mm. And then there's geothermal and tidal power.
So many options.
It's really exciting to see.
Yeah. So which companies are leading the way here?
Well, in solar, you've got First Solar. They make thin film solar panels.
Okay.
And Sunrun, they do residential solar systems.
Okay.
For wind, there's Vestas and Siemens Gamesa. They make wind turbines.
Gotcha.
And in the broader renewable energy space, there's NextEra Energy. They have a huge portfolio of wind and solar assets.
So many options.
Yeah.
So are there investment opportunities across like the whole spectrum of renewable energy?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about the companies that are, you know, producing the energy. There are companies involved in making the components too. Like Enphase Energy, they make microinverter technology for solar panels.
It feels like we're at a real turning point. Like renewable energy is becoming the norm, not the exception.
Yeah, it's definitely happening. Governments are setting targets.
Investors are putting in money.
Yeah.
It's a trend that's here to stay.
Okay, let's switch gears and talk about telecommunications. It's an industry that's always reinventing itself.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just think about how much has changed, right? Landlines, mobile phones, the internet.
It's crazy how far we've come.
And now we have 5G.
Yeah, 5G. It's more than just faster downloads, right?
Yeah, way more. It's a total game changer. It's about speed, mm-hmm. capacity, connectivity, lower latency. 5G is going to enable so much innovation. I mean, everything from self-driving cars to smart cities to the Internet of Things.
Yeah, it's
coming. Imagine a world where everything is connected and data just like travels instantly.
Wow, that's the future.
Yeah.
So who are the companies leading this 5G revolution?
Well, you've got the big telecom companies, you know, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. They're all investing a ton in 5G.
Yeah, they have to, right? Stay competitive.
But it's not just them. There's also like Qualcomm, they make the 5G chipsets.
Okay.
And Ericsson, they supply a lot of the 5G network equipment. So much goes into making this happen.
Yeah, it's really impressive. And 5G, I mean, that's just the beginning.
What do you mean?
There's also, you know, advancements in fiber optics, satellite communication, and even like 6G is already being developed.
Wow. It seems like there's no end in sight. It's crazy to think about all the possibilities.
Yeah, it's really mind-blowing. And it's all happening so fast.
I know. It's a reminder that we're living in a world that's constantly evolving. The sectors we've been talking about today, weight management, AI, renewable energy, telecommunications, they're all driving innovation and growth at a crazy pace.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is how they're all kind of, you know, interconnected.
Yeah, that's a good point.
For example, the advancements in AI are fueling things like personalized medicine, and they're helping us develop smarter, renewable energy systems.
Yeah, it's like a web of innovation. Each sector kind of pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Exactly. It's an exciting time to be alive.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today, from ESG investing in cybersecurity to e-commerce and personalized medicine.
And renewable energy and telecommunications.
Yeah. It's been quite a journey.
It has, but this is just the tip of the iceberg, really.
That's true. We'll be right back to wrap things up and explore some final thoughts about what all these trends mean for you. We're back. And, you know, we've spent this whole deep dive talking about these hot market sectors.
Yeah, we've covered a lot, from weight loss drugs to AI and even renewable energy and 5G.
Exactly. And, you know, I'd love to get your final thoughts on this. Like, if you had to give our listeners one key takeaway from this whole deep dive, what would it be?
That's a tough one. But I think if I had to choose, I'd say the biggest takeaway is that we're living in this incredible time, right? With so much innovation and opportunity.
It's exciting, but also a little overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Things are changing so fast, and it's hard to keep up sometimes, you know?
I know what you mean.
But that's why it's so important to be, you know, curious, to be willing to learn new things. Don't be afraid to just dive in, learn about the things that you're interested in.
Oh, yeah, that's great advice. Like, read articles, listen to podcasts, talk to experts.
Exactly. There's so much information out there.
Yeah, there really is. You know what they say? Knowledge is power.
It's true, especially in a world that's changing so fast, like ours.
I think that's a great point. You don't have to be an expert on everything.
No, not at all. Just focus on the stuff you're passionate about. You know, the things you believe in, the things that could have a positive impact on the world.
I love that. It's not about chasing trends or making a quick buck. It's about being thoughtful and informed.
Yeah. About where you put your energy and your resources.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe one of our listeners will discover the next big thing.
Right. The future's full of possibilities.
Absolutely. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into the hottest market sectors.
Yeah, it's been a great conversation.
I agree. We hope you've enjoyed exploring these trends with us. And, you know, we encourage you to keep learning and engaging with the world around you.
Absolutely. The future is out there waiting for us to shape it.
Well said. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.